Greetings, Flag Branch members and friends, and thanks for taking the time to join me, Pastor Jordan, for some fine points from Sunday's service and message, Critique of the Cross. Today, maybe like no other time, there is a serious need for truth. It seems to be something many people have given up on finding or stopped looking for altogether, mainly because people are now questioning what people have believed to be right and true for centuries, and because more people with their own agendas have access to an increasing number of people and are intentionally misguiding and misinforming others for their own purposes. People today are distorting facts, denying facts, making up what they call facts, and telling and spreading lies and falsehoods and calling it truth. It is no wonder people are confused and mixed up and no longer able to tell right from wrong and distinguish truth from fiction. This is why there is a need to return to the cross and see what it can tell us in the midst of this chaos and confusion. Christians are drifting away from the meaning of what it means to be a believer in Christ. One of the reasons why is because we have lost sight of the meaning of the cross. The cross and the death of Jesus on it is central to the meaning of Christianity. The cross, more than any other object, is identified with Christ in Christianity. But why? I believe that is what is missing in much of our understanding of what it means to be a Christian. It is why so many who profess faith in Christ are being misled and are susceptible to the lies and misleading of those who have no faith in Christ and have their own way of thinking, living, an agenda which includes exploiting others. The truth can be found when we know and agree upon the facts. There are two undisputed facts we know that Christianity is based upon. Jesus is not a myth or fictional character made up by some crazed people. Jesus was crucified by the Roman government. Those two things are not in dispute by anyone except people who are determined to sow chaos, division, and confusion by denying these facts and supplanting them with lies. In critiquing the cross, we can begin with these two fundamental facts. From here, we can take a closer look at the cross and why and how Jesus ended up on one. We can look at how the cross has come to symbolize not only Christianity, but the evil, pain, and suffering man is capable of inflicting on other men. Why did God make a world capable of such pain and sorrow embodied in the cross? This is what I hope to have some thoughts on as I continue this critique of the cross. I hope you will join me. You can hear the entire sermon by clicking the sermon title above. You can also see and listen to our latest Sunday school, missions, and BTU sessions by clicking this link. Be sure to download our mobile app on your phones and mobile devices to get the latest news, updates, and shortcuts to all of our ministries, functions, and activities. Click the Sunday School, Daily Bible Readings for an excellent devotional and preparation for the upcoming Sunday School lesson. And don't forget to leave a comment or a question down below. As always, remember to fear God and keep His commandments.